Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. In this episode of American Greed, Carlos Wanzeller and James Merrill become internet hotshots through videos like these as they peddle a dream come true work-from-home opportunity to people who are desperate to succeed.
Very poor people, people that had two or three jobs.
And as these kinds of videos go viral, so does the scheme.
And it was like a religion. People wanted to invest every single last penny they had.
Spreading their message to almost every country in the world, they con 1.8 million believers to shell out $3 billion on their bogus business.
We put another $4,500, and then a couple months later, we said, oh, gee, the money is coming back. So we put another $15,000.
And back at fraud headquarters, their victims' money is piling up.
We have stories of people showing up literally with duffel bags of cash.
And where do investigators find the stolen millions? Where else? In a mattress. In January 2017, in downtown Boston, at the Office for Homeland Security, a 28-year-old man from Brazil named Kleber Rocha is under arrest. Earlier, Rocha handed $2 million in cash to a man he doesn't know is an undercover federal agent.
He just said that he's not a bad guy.
His interrogators believe the money was stolen in a $3 billion fraud, and the agents want Rocha to tell them who he is working for.
Carlos Wanzeller.
Yeah.
That's the name they are looking for. Carlos Wanzeller, a man who uses videos like these to attract victims in what is reportedly the largest pyramid scheme ever prosecuted in the U.S. And at this moment, as Rocha sits facing potential criminal charges, Wanzeller is more than 4,000 miles away in Vitória on the southeast coast of Brazil. It's a sort of homecoming for Wanzeller. He grew up in Vitória, but left in the late 80s, looking for a better life in America. Dina Bernstein is senior trial counsel for the SEC Boston.
His father had died. He felt like he had to support his mother and his family. He literally goes from one dishwashing job, like, you know, literally leaves one and goes to another.
When his family arrives in Boston a few years later, he finds a company called Cleaner Images in the Yellow Pages that will hire all of them. It is owned by a man named James Merrill. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling.
By all accounts, sort of a average family man living in central Massachusetts, sort of a serial entrepreneur.
Merrill and Wanzeller hit it off. Eventually, Merrill asks Wanzeller to become his partner in the business.
I think Mr. Merrill would say that he trusted Carlos Wanzeller to the end.
And that trust takes Merrill down a dangerous path when he and Wanzeller launch a company that sells a software package that allows people to make international calls over the internet. It is called Telex Free.
It was a voice over internet phone service, sort of like Skype. So you would pay a flat fee each month, and you would get unlimited calls to Central and South America over the internet.
From its marketing, it seems tailor-made for immigrants who want to call home cheaply. But Telex Free actually offers much more, as Wanzeller explains in this online video.
Telex Free is about changing people's lives.
That's right. As these ads show, Telex Free promises to transform lives, to make dreams come true.
If I sell my company to Facebook or somebody else, I know they're going to stop my dream, ill dream.
It's a message that is repeated in dozens of online videos selling Telex Free.
Every so often, something big happens.
Telex Free is not about phone calls.
Something is coming that will put a whole new meaning to money at your fingertips.
It is about making millions of dollars, working from home.
Making money has never been easier.
And how can Telex Free make such an offer? Because Telex Free is structured as a multi-level marketing company, an MLM. That means its sales force is made up of people who get bonuses for recruiting other salespeople. But here's the catch. Telex Free is not a legitimate MLM. It is a pyramid scheme.
There are legitimate multi-level marketing companies, like Amway, for example, which has been around for a long time. The difference is that a legitimate company makes its revenue from the actual sale of a product. A pyramid scheme does not.
Telex Free does have a product, but no one is required to sell it. Instead, members can make money by recruiting others to join or by simply cutting and pasting ads for Telex Free in online classifieds.
Telex Free looked like they were selling a product, but if you looked at the program itself, it was much easier to make money from putting those ads in and from recruitment.
And so the product just sits there, rarely sold, rarely used, while people join Telex Free to make money posting ads.
So it was just busy work. And no one ever responded to the ads, and no one ever bought these phone packages through the ads.
But there is big money in this busy work. For $1,425, people can join Telex Free and have the chance to be paid for placing 5 ads every day of the week.
At the end of that week, Telex Free gave you $100. And so at the end of a month, it's $400. At the end of a year, it's $5,200.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's a return of more than 200%. And that enticing offer is at first being sold to people who left their home countries to find a better life in America. They are people for whom life is not easy.
It's very hard to be, at times, immigrant, working 2 or 3 jobs in order for you to save that little money, in order for you to sort of like pay food for families that are living abroad.
Gladys Vega runs a community organization, the Chelsea Collaborative, in Chelsea, Massachusetts, a city largely comprised of immigrants.
We are very easy targets sometimes because we trust people, sometimes because we think that when we come to this country, we come to the country of opportunity. And people really think that opportunities come that easy.
And as prospective customers explore the Telex Free website, they see these photographs of the founders, James Merrill and Carlos Wanzeller, addressing an audience. The images help sell the scheme. Merrill is described as an American businessman, a man of great vision. And Wanzeller, an immigrant himself, is presented in online videos like this one as a successful, confident businessman.
He basically said, look, I was an immigrant. I was a dishwasher. I did this. I was in your shoes. And look how big I am.
And through videos posted online, he can reach thousands of targets in their own language.
He was able to explain the whole scheme in Portuguese. If it was an American doing it, not as many Brazilians would get involved.
Tissa Hartman's mother, Maria Murdoch, left Brazil 20 years ago looking for a chance of a better life. And as a video like this shows, Telex Free is sold as the opportunity Brazilians like Murdoch have been waiting for.
Telex Free.
A godsend. An answer to prayers.
It was like a religion. That's all they talked about. That's all they wanted to know. And they kind of became like a cult, you know. People wanted to invest every single last penny they had.
And that's what Maria Murdoch does. She puts in $30,000, all of her savings. And soon, Telex Free is spreading out of the Brazilian community like a virus, from one immigrant group to another.
That was the talk of the town. That was sort of like the quiet news of making money on the side and getting your family members to join.
Mario Catalan, originally from Guatemala, is a construction worker for the city of Cambridge.
And I find out with my brother's friends, and they explain me how everything works.
He is a perfect target for Telex Free. Eager to secure a better life for his wife and daughter, he takes out a loan for $10,000.
I received the money from the bank, and I went and gave it to my brother's friends and the hand, the whole cash.
In a town west of Boston, Rosemary Tirico is a dental hygienist, originally from Bolivia, who says she is careful with her money.
I was always thinking about saving for the future of my son. I can go out and enjoy a good meal or a dinner with my friends, or I can save them money.
And then she's invited to a dinner party.
People were talking about Telex Free, and I'm always being curious. And I asked them, what are you guys here talking about? What is the Telex Free?
She is told that it is an amazing opportunity.
They said 3 months later, they got money back without doing anything other than just posting for 20 minutes in the computer, and that was it.
Tirico is convinced and invests $4,500. And then every day she dutifully posts her ads online, just as hundreds and then thousands of people are doing in houses and apartments in communities throughout Massachusetts.
They thought that they were working for this company. They were Telex Free employees. That's how they saw themselves, that they had a job where they changed a few ads in this computer and they will receive money in the bank.
And Tirico says it's not hard to find people claiming to get rich from Telex Free.
Well, someone said, my God, they're loaded now because they have the money from Telex Free. They bought a house in New Hampshire. I said, oh my God. And everyone were thinking, if they can do it, why can we not?
But she is falling for an old trick. Because the money people are making is coming from new people joining. And that makes Telex Free not just a pyramid scheme.
There's no actual product being sold. There's no real revenue coming in. It's just money going around in circles, which is basically a Ponzi scheme.
As Telex Free gains traction, James Merrill and Carlos Juan Zeller move into public view through videos posted online. And to federal prosecutors, the videos reveal how different these two partners are.
Juan Zeller, a real extrovert, handsome guy, kind of charming, comfortable in front of crowds, very effusive and emotional. James Merrill, much quieter, appeared to dislike crowds, wanted to be more focused on the business side of his ventures and less on the social side.
But their biggest difference may be in how they perceive their business.
It appears to us that as to Carlos Juan Zeller, yes. I think he knew from the beginning that it was one big scam.
But for James Merrill?
There is this belief, this delusional optimism that things would be okay, that they'd just grow more and more. And then the more they grew, the more money would come in to pay their obligations.
But neither could know what a monster they've created. In early 2013, just a few months after she joins Telex Free, Rosemary Tirico has every reason to believe she is making big money. Every day, she signs into the Telex Free website and checks her balance. And just as promised, her bottom line, her credits, continue to grow. That is how Telex Free pays its members, in credits, They are like reward points programs. For Telex Free, 100 credits equals $100.
You could cash out these credits for dollars. You'd ask Telex Free, and they would send you a check. But Telex Free strongly encouraged people to leave the money in the system in the form of credits.
And that's what Tirico does. She not only leaves her money in Telex Free, she adds more and more.
We put another $4,500, and then a couple months later, we said, oh, gee, the money's coming back. So we put another $15,000.
Eventually, she turns over $60,000 to Telex Free, all of her savings. And each time she makes a deposit, she takes cash to a couple in a nearby town.
The amount of money they were getting in cash every day, it was crazy ridiculous.
They are Telex Free recruiters. And recruiting is where the real money is in Telex Free, because recruiters get paid a bonus for every person they recruit and a bonus for every person that person recruits. And that continues down six levels.
Mark Albers is senior staff accountant for the SEC Boston.
It's a way that you can exponentially increase the money that is coming in for virtually no effort on your part other than your initial recruiting of the people directly below you.
And recruiters all have one requirement.
You cannot write a check. You cannot use a credit card. It had to be cash.
And why cash only? Because recruiters have figured out how to game Telex Free. When a new member comes to a recruiter, they often pay thousands of dollars to open multiple accounts. Once the accounts are open, the membership fee for those accounts needs to be paid to Telex Free. But the recruiters do not pay Telex Free with the new members' cash. Instead, they pay using credits that they accumulate by recruiting new members. And they pocket the cash.
Ultimately, a lot of the money didn't actually go to Telex Free. It was going to the high promoters. There were promoters at the very top of the pyramid who were making a lot of money out of the scheme.
And with so much money to be made signing up people for Telex Free, recruiters begin to open their own offices in storefronts, welcoming people off the street.
It was truly a secondary market in which these storefronts would pop up in towns with large immigrant communities, where people would come in with bags of cash and just pay these pre-existing members of Telex Free to sign them up.
But to make these transactions work, recruiters need lots of credits. And suddenly, credits are in high demand. They become a form of underground currency.
People were paying lots of cash for these credits because those credits were the key to future compensation.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Rosemary Tirico is shocked when a recruiter shows up at her door and wants to buy her credits.
He brought to my house $60,000 in cash. I said, I don't have that amount, you know? I said, I wish I would have that amount.
And while there are thousands of people capitalizing on the Telex Free credit boom, there is one person with a particular advantage, Carlos Wanzeller. According to federal prosecutors, he is running a kind of insider's club where he manually adds credits to friends' accounts. They collect cash from new members and deliver it to him.
It was almost a way to embezzle money out of the company. And we have stories of people showing up at Telex Free literally with duffel bags, of cash. And it appears that Juan Zeller was able to extract from Telex free millions upon millions of dollars.
In the old days, before the internet, predatory frauds like Telex Free relied on personal relationships to spread the word of the scheme. But that was then, and this is now. Right from the start, James Merrill and Carlos Juan Zeller turned to social media to promote their amazing opportunity.
This is truly a 21st century fraud. When we first started looking at this scheme, we went online and looked, typed Telex Free into YouTube, and there were just thousands of videos. So YouTube, Facebook, Twitter had the ability to just exponentially increase the awareness of this scheme overnight almost.
Some of the videos are made by Telex Free, designed to explain how the business works.
Veja como é fácil postar nossos anúncios seguindo apenas três passos muito simples.
Others keep members updated on changes in the company. But it is not long before people watching the videos realize they can cash in on the company too. All they have to do is set up their own Telex Free website, like this one.
They would walk through what the compensation plan was, walk through how easy it was to post the ads, and then try to get other people to sign up under them.
Their sites are the online version of the storefronts in immigrant neighborhoods, set up by people who see a chance to make easy money with Telex Free. And through these sites, the Telex Free message takes on a life of its own.
YouTube will make you famous overnight, but now we can see that YouTube can also make fraudsters rich overnight as well.
Just months after its launch, Telex Free promoters show potential members in internet videos that it has a staggering following. Designed to attract new members, the videos document popular Telex Free events called extravaganzas. This video shows an event held in Brazil in 2012, but they are all strikingly similar. Interviews with big winners offer evidence of money being made, and Merrill and Juan Zeller are portrayed as hugely admired celebrity businessmen.
Can you people do me a favor? You did the wave earlier today. Can we do one more of those waves? Can you people get up and down?
And when you watch the video, it really strikes you how pulled in to Telex Free all of these people are. They view Marilyn Wanzler as their champions who are going to help them change their lives, and everyone's going to make a lot of money.
In almost no time, the videos posted online fuel Telex Free's expansion around the entire globe. To Russia, to China, to Malaysia, to 248 countries.
And it got out of control because it wasn't just them talking about Telex Free, it was entire communities.
While some online recruiters are generating big bucks for themselves, at the end of the day, according to federal investigators, there is no one who is making more money than Carlos Juan Zeller, who is shown in online videos as the picture of success. By all appearances, his dreams are coming true. In addition to the duffel bags of cash being delivered to him, court records show he is sending millions of dollars overseas. And he and his wife are creating a small real estate empire with 30 different properties, including his million-dollar house in Massachusetts and several houses in Florida.
Juan Zeller, of course, was, in addition to buying real estate, he was buying cars and boats, including a yacht. He bought Ferraris, he bought three BMWs, he bought a Porsche. A lot of money to burn.
Telex Free begins in Brazil. At its peak, it has 1 million members there. And as the YouTube videos show, those members are as enthusiastic as any can possibly be. That is, until June 2013, when a court decision makes the news.
O Ministério da Justiça vai investigar uma empresa.
A Brazilian court issues an injunction freezing Telex Free's assets and shutting it down in that country because the Brazilian court has concluded that Telex Free is probably a pyramid scheme.
Immediately, Merrill posts a reassuring message online.
In the U.S., it does not affect the U.S. market. We're still growing like crazy. Please continue your dedication. This company will persevere.
At an event in July, later turned into this online marketing, it is Juan Zeller's turn.
And so far, they can't find anything wrong with us. Trust in God and trust the law.
This is true.
We're very close to this get fixed.
And then he does something his audience loves, a demonstration of his compassion for the members in Brazil. He breaks down.
If you guys don't mind, I want to give a message in Portuguese for all those people.
Yes, please.
Okay.
He started to cry there at Jim Merrill, knowing that he was stealing money from these people and this is going to fail and it's going to be in the back of people from his own community.
And also knowing that Telex Free's own lawyer is so concerned, he has asked that his name be taken off the website. And a new lawyer is definitely not more encouraging.
New lawyer comes back within a matter of weeks and says, you're running a pyramid scheme. He doesn't mince words. He says your company is illegal, you are exposed to civil and criminal liability, you need to change it.
But they make no changes. Instead, as this online video shows, they continue to stand before members and convince them to bring in more people.
So the Telex Free will be here today, tomorrow, many, many years in the future.
And thousands of people like Eloritas Enriquez believe that message. She thinks Telex Free will not just change her life, it could save her life. She has learned that she has heart trouble.
I have coronary artery disease, 90% clot, 160% and another 140%.
She has no health insurance, but she does have savings that could pay part of needed surgery. And then she hears about Telex Free.
And I think, oh, this is going to help me. I can work at home to make a money enough to make my surgery.
In 3 days, she empties her savings account and puts $20,400 into Telex Free.
And they count the money, ba 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 ba, and then they say, yo, everything's okay. You're great. You did great. I trust them very much. And I'm happy.
At the end of 2013, as people like Eloitas Enriquez turn over their life savings to Telex Free, Merrill and Juan Zeller decide to give themselves a Christmas bonus. $3 million each. In December 2013, 6 months after Telex Free Brazil is shut down, video captures a Telex Free extravaganza to beat all extravaganzas. This one is on a cruise ship in Brazil. The video appears to offer evidence that Telex Free is thriving. And despite serious red flags, the message from its founders is consistent.
This company is just beginning.
Through events like this promoted online, even a skeptic like Edivaldo Reis is starting to change his mind. When Reis came to the U.S. from Brazil, he was hired by Whole Foods to clean a store outside of Boston.
I was young at the time, and I started to work hard.
And now that cleaning job has grown. Reis owns USG, a concrete polishing company. His biggest client is Whole Foods.
That someone gave me opportunity to open the business, I did it. And the job I did was good and they love it.
For more than a year, he has listened to the stories of people making money in Telex Free. And at the start of 2014, he is finally convinced.
I didn't want to go and do it. But the way they promoted, a lot of people was making money, I say, why not?
And that is how effective the Telex Free video messaging has become. That a cautious businessman decides to refinance a house and put $400,000 into Telex Free. Unfortunately for Reese, his timing could not be worse.
At Telex Free headquarters, James Merrill and Carlos Juan Zeller have just received news that the Massachusetts Secretary of State is preparing to file a complaint against Telex Free. And at that point, they decide to make some changes, as Merrill shares with the public in a video posted online.
We're working with our attorneys and marketing people to create a brand new, more compliant program that we're going to knock this to the moon. So
in March, Telex Free announces a new program. And now the members are required to actually sell the product.
A lot of Telex Free's members are extremely angry about this. They want their money back. They think it's a bait and switch.
They descend on the Telex Free headquarters office. The police are called. This and other videos of the meeting are posted online to draw attention to their complaints. At this point, the company owes $5 billion to 1 million people. And it only has $105 million in the bank. They take an obvious option, declaring bankruptcy.
When most pyramid schemes collapse, they collapse and the people running it run away. This pyramid scheme collapsed in plain sight. It declared bankruptcy, which lent this veneer of legitimacy to the company.
But it means that members around the world log into a system that is shut down.
I remember I came back from a trip and I got a phone call. She asked me, said, "Hey, have you heard about what's going on with Telex Free? The accounts are frozen."
And as the news gradually becomes real, the truth sinks in.
It was weeks, months, I couldn't sleep. And I'm thinking, what the heck did you do? How could you be so stupid? I mean, how could you be so naive to think this is great? This is the opportunity of your life.
One friend called me and say, "You know, Eloise, what happened with Telex Free?" I say, "No, what happened?" And they say, "They stolen everybody money." I say, "What? That's the only money I have for fix my problems. This is a big problem. That's my life."
Within 24 hours of the bankruptcy filing, agents from Homeland Security raid the Telex Free headquarters. They seize hard drives that contain every transaction made in the 2 years of the company's short life. It is clear that the deception will soon be discovered. And then Carlos Juan Zeller makes a move.
The very day that the agents search Telex Free's offices, Carlos Juan Zeller meets his daughter, who's an adult, at a local mall. He packs a bag, hops in a car, and has her drive him over the Canadian border to Montreal, where the next day he gets on a plane to Rio, and he has not left Brazil since.
In little more than 2 years, 170,000 people in the U.S. join Telex Free. And additional victims can be found in every corner of the globe. There are 17,000 in Uganda, close to 3,000 in Afghanistan, 26,000 in Russia, China, more than 90,000. Bankruptcy trustee Steve Darr.
We had a number of farmers in the Dominican Republic who not only mortgaged their farms to participate, but they pledged their future crops to participate in this scheme.
And the only person in the U.S. facing criminal charges for all this damage is James Merrill. His defense? He actually wanted the company to succeed. He tried to fix it. But that doesn't fly with the prosecutors, who point to Merrill's YouTube appearances like these as evidence against him.
What James Merrill needed to do was walk out the door. And he chose not to do that. And at that moment is when he decided that he'd rather run a criminal enterprise and not tell anybody it's a criminal enterprise instead of simply leaving.
And so he pleads guilty to charges of wire fraud and is sentenced to 6 years in prison. He finally acknowledges that Telex Free is a pyramid scheme.
In this case, Mr. Merrill acknowledged that he was willfully blind and reckless, that in the face of obvious facts, he wasn't paying attention to them. And his friend, Carlos Wanzeller, had a different idea about where this was going. And to a large degree, Carlos Wanzeller used Jim Merrill to accomplish his goals.
Through their attorneys, both James Merrill and Carlos Wanzeller decline interview requests from American Greed. At this point, Wanzeller is still in Brazil.
Well, he seems to be doing just fine. He's not in custody. It appears that he is under indictment in Brazil for running the Telex Free pyramid scheme. So he will be prosecuted there. But he appears to live in a high rise in Vitória, Brazil, and just go about his business day to day.
But what Wanzeller does not know is that federal agents in Brazil are listening to his phone calls. From his conversations, U.S. authorities learn that Wanzeller is sending a courier to pick up money he has left in the U.S. And so Homeland Security investigation sets up a sting. The handoff of the cash is to take place in a parking lot.
And so it was on that night, January 4th, 2017, that they set up surveillance and they waited for a person to show up. And lo and behold, the person showed up in a red SUV and delivered a bag, put in the trunk of the car, along with an undercover agent of $2.2 million.
Shortly after, the person delivering the cash is arrested. He is Kleber Rocha, who was once a promoter for Telex Free in Brazil. And now he is doing Wanzeller's dirty work. It turns out that Rocha has been here twice before, helping Wanzeller collect his cash.
Quanta cantidade era? Em essas duas vezes.
Era sempre a mesma.
2.2?
Não, variava 2 e pouquinho.
Now, with the potential of criminal charges, Rocha decides to stop helping Carlos Wanzeller. He provides the address of the apartment where he says there is some cash, but no one could imagine just how much. When the agents search the apartment, they find a box spring mattress stuffed with money. Approximately $20 million in cash.
And we thought that there might be a couple million dollars out there, but that was staggering, that there could be that much cash out there.
But those millions of dollars do not belong to Carlos Wanzeller. That money belongs to these people. Every few months, the Chelsea Collaborative holds a meeting to update the Telex Free victims.
I'm Stephen Darr. I'm the court-appointed trustee.
The bankruptcy trustee informs them that so far he has recovered $168 million and that he is also going after the top recruiters who made off with the bulk of the money.
We're trying to recover money from the winners, the people who took more money out than they put in.
But what concerns many in this room is not just the money they lost, but also the people they brought into the scheme. And for that, they place blame on themselves.
It's hard for me because, you know, I'm the man of the family. And it's hard to look at my wife and daughter and see, you know, all the investment, all the hard work we did it, and goes to the drain. And it was so sad.
On the day that James Merrill is sentenced, Gladys Vega represents his victims and gets a chance to speak to him directly.
And I basically looked at his face and I said, you stole the dreams and the hopes of these people. You don't deserve 6 years or whatever they're negotiating. You deserve to be in jail for life. For me, it was one of those emotional moments. Because these people really, really care about this company. And they literally gave all they had.
And for the prosecutors, the Telex Free fraud is one for the record books.
The success of the pyramid scheme and the speed with which it grew and took over the world is unlike any other fraud case I've done in about 15 years as a fraud prosecutor. To do that much damage in that short a period was really amazing and just showed you how dangerous these kinds of scams are.
Thanks for listening to the American Read Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.